Back together again, you and I chatting it up for a Monday, the 3rd of November, 2025 on Connecticut Today. I wondered if the present-day Democratic Party is straying just too far from the common-sense principles and messaging that anchored it in middle America for so many decades. Yankee Institute blogger Megan Portfolio joined us to chat about her latest column highlighting large amounts of self-approved overtime being worked by a Connecticut State Police lieutenant.
You know, I'm starting to wonder, honestly, over the past 2 or 3 days, and hey, hello, welcome back, how are you on a Monday? I'm starting to wonder if we're seeing honestly, I'm not saying this for effect here as we start off on a Monday. I'm wondering if we're seeing, on a local level, on a state level, and on a national level, as we go into Election Day coming up tomorrow, get out and vote. Vote multiple times if you're in Bridgeport. Use several absentee ballots. Is the entire Democratic Party cracking up? Seriously. Is Donald Trump driving them over a cliff? Because I've heard stuff in the past 2 or 3 days that I mean, really? And it's coming from elected officials. And even on a day when we find out that some of the SNAP benefits may begin again sooner than later, but there's only 3 weeks worth of SNAP benefits or whatever, I mean, they sound like they're cracking up. When all they have to do is get all the Democratic Party had to do, and despite all the whining by William Tong and William and Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal, all they had to do was get 6 of their party members. That's it. 6 more. They had 3. All they needed was 6 more to say, hey, let's reopen the government, let's keep SNAP flowing, and then let's argue, let's go to the mat about these health care subsidies. But not all of them. Now, there are reports here coming out today that now that some SNAP benefits are going to be starting again in a few days, there's a contingency of about 8 to 10 Democratic Senate members. And no, Chris Murphy is not one of them. And no, Richard Blumenthal is not one of them. What a shock, huh? I'm shocked. How about you? Mr. Blumenthal and Mr. Murphy apparently are not members of a group of Senate members who may get together. Shockingly, some Midwestern and Eastern moderates that may say, enough. Enough here. We've made our points. Points be made. Let's see what we can do here. But again, all the indications I'm seeing is that, no, that's not going to include any of, you know, or either one of our Senate members here. We'll get to that momentarily. But, you know, you're seeing things here that, I mean, you have people saying stuff, and not only about SNAP. Did you hear what a Democratic member of Congress, a House member, who always impressed me of as somebody who's kind of a centrist guy, well, they got to him, AOC and the Mamdani crew and a lot of other people. Bernie got to him. I'll get to that later. Wow. There's a lawsuit ready for him. But how about this? 8 Democrats, says right here, I found this story for you, in The Hill, came out this morning. 8 Democrats sit at the center of a potential deal to end the government shutdown this week. The senators most viewed as likely to vote for a clean resolution, a clean CR that would have avoided all of this crap in the beginning if they had done it and not listened to AOC and Chris Murphy and Jasmine Crockett and the other crazies. Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, John Ossoff of Georgia, Gary Peters of Michigan, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Peter Welch of Vermont, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and Elise Slotkin of Michigan. Of course, you didn't hear the name Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Of course, you didn't hear, Chris, did you know I'm running for president, Murphy of Connecticut. The eight lawmakers were spotted emerging from a meeting in a Capitol hideaway last Thursday before the Senate adjourned for the week. Some of them, including Jean Shaheen and Kelly, said they wanted the chamber to stay in session over the weekend to get a deal done. Along with John Fetterman, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Angus King, they would be able to have more than enough votes to go along with a Republican cloture motion. So do it. End the lunacy that is infecting your party. You centrist Democrats out there, end it. Stop it now. You effed around enough with people's food. But again, we have people like our own Attorney General, by the way. I've got some sound coming up in a minute from William Tong. I guess he stopped filing lawsuits. Sniping back at the Hartford Press Corps because they asked him some questions on a bipartisan basis. They're all crazy. Blumenthal, Murphy, Tong, they're all nuts. They've got Trump on the brain 24/7, 365. And wait till you hear what a congressman from Massachusetts said about the president, to the point where somebody on MSNBC, even they knew, whoa, you can't go saying that. And this congressman stood there like a real chooch, a real cavone, a real stunod. It was unbelievable. But is the Democratic Party cracking up? I mean, they're on the eve. I guess they are. They're on the eve of electing a Democratic socialist for mayor of New York City, a guy who won't say that Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state. The same guy who said if you feel a boot on the back of your neck, it's tied with the help of the Israeli Defense Force. Is this guy the future of the Democratic Party? Is AOC the future of the Democratic Party? She's never employed anybody outside of her congressional office. What is wrong with the Democratic Party? Thankfully, you have these 8 to 10 to 11 Senate members who I predicted a couple of months ago. Eventually, you'd have to say enough. SNAP is restarting. Now, here's the question. Are they crazy enough to carry on this government shutdown crap for another 3 weeks? I think they are. I'm telling you. There are enough votes with these between 8 to 11 Democrats. They're going to get threatened. AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Chris Murphy, they're going to round up their cronies. They're going to say, hey, you wouldn't have pity if you had a primary challenge, wouldn't it be? So we start with this, and I'll play some cuts from our esteemed Connecticut Attorney General. Because this stuff is, I mean, it was so bad earlier today. He cut off Governor Lamont while Lamont was being respectful as he is to the press corps. Somebody sent me a clip of that from CTN going, watch Tong here. Are you only because he had heard, and I'll play the clip for you, Tong had heard too much bipartisan talk. And then they're using the S word, the starve word. Yes, starve, starve. Connecticut Democrats, some of them are accusing President Trump of wanting people to starve. Do you agree? Do you think Donald Trump actually wants people to starve? Or are some of our Connecticut Democrats, are they losing it? Is it Valium time? Should we up the Xanax? You tell me right here on WICC. Yeah, so apparently the 300,000 to 400,000 Connecticut folks who rely on SNAP benefits, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, again, you may not know, hey, this used to be called food stamps. Now it's SNAP. It's on a rechargeable EBT card. But as a question I answered the other day was answered over the weekend, even if a court says to do this, which a couple of courts told the White House on Friday, you can't just do Control-Alt-Delete. Or as your IT guy or gal at work says, unplug it, wait 10 seconds, and plug back in. What if I wait 11 or 9? No, apparently it's going to take about a week to recharge these cards. Anyway, so now maybe, now, here's the question. Is the Democratic Party going to come to its senses? And again, well, you're so partisan. Yes, on some stuff I am. And it's not so much being that I'm partisan as I get frustrated with idiocy. Well, you know, Trump did this. Well, why did Trump do it? Well, you know, Trump, he wants to starve people. Well, wait a minute. If you folks had just opened up the government a month ago, none of this would have happened. Jesus H, is it even if a dummy like me can figure it out? So my question of the day is, some Democrats are accusing the president of wanting to starve people. I know that sounds dumb, but, you know, he wants to starve people. Now, this started, and what did I tell you? And I have people emailing me over the weekend and texting me, oh, there's the S word again. This started, what, a week or a week and a half back with Rosa DeLauro. See, the memo, the starve memo went out a week and a half ago with Rosa DeLauro, and she started with this.
Can I just...
Oh, wait a minute. That's not that one there. I want to do, oh, I got to get... Oh, there, that's the one. Here's Rosa.
President Trump has decided that they do not feel bound by this responsibility.
Oh.
They have determined that their duty as public service does not include providing food assistance for hungry families.
Here it comes.
They have decided,
yeah,
yes, to let people starve.
Yeah.
Oh. Shockingly cruel that they have made this decision and that providing food for hungry Americans is not a priority.
Wait a minute, Rosa. Oof, pull the purple hair back and answer the question here. Who decided not to open the government? Well, you know, we have Obamacare stuff to hash out. Yeah, I got that. I understand that. But there are a few people in your party, like Senator John Fetterman over the weekend on Fox, who said, yeah, we get the whole health care thing, but let's be adults.
Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever's driving the shutdown, that's always wrong. I don't care who's behind it. It's always wrong.
Yeah, right.
Two things must be true. We keep our government open, but I do think and I do want to extend some of those tax credits because millions of Americans are going to need make a their health insurance more affordable.
Well, there you go. There's a recovering stroke victim making more sense than Rosa DeLauro and Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy. And a recovering stroke victim who makes more sense than our current attorney general.
It is beyond unconscionable when the president has a clear legal duty to fund these programs and to provide food to people that he is choosing to weaponize, food and medicine, and to turn hunger and illness and sickness and the need for health care against people and their families.
Ooh.
And as I said the other day, to starve his political opponents and the people that he does not like into submission.
There you go. They're all nuts. I'm telling you, they're all crazy. They're all nuts. I used to think, and I've told you this, when I used to hear people use the phrase or write TDS, I'm like, what's this, Trump derangement syndrome? I was like, stop that. That's degrading. Now, I'm not sure.
President Trump has decided that they do not feel bound by this responsibility. They have determined that their duty as public service does not include providing food assistance for hungry families. They have decided, yes, to let people starve.
Yeah, okay, Rosa, right. This from the party that didn't want to call the Republicans bluff and say, okay, we'll reopen the government. Then we'll take you to the friggin' mat off of the top rope on these Obamacare subsidies. I'm telling you, they're losing it, and you wait in a few minutes. I have a piece of sound coming up here that, for all the stuff that's been said about Trump, and Lord knows I have my problems with him on a lot of stuff here, But you have to hear this. This is so bad from a guy who I considered one of the more sensible New England Democrats. You can only assume that the AOC wing of the party got to him. Take a look at what happened in the Muni races. We'll have Megan Portfolio here today, a day early, but a day sooner that we get to ask her about her favorite time of the year, which, of course, was this past Friday and Halloween. Good afternoon, Ms. Portfolio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Happy Monday.
How was your Halloween?
It was great until some young children decided they were going to steal all my candy after I went in the house for 5 seconds
to
get more fog machine juice. So I chased them down the street, and I made them give it back.
Oh, come wait a minute. Whoa, wait a second. Back this up. So you sent me a photo of your house. Very nice. Good effort on your great effort. So
thank
you're
you.
Outside, and you have candy, right?
I literally just went inside for 5 seconds to get a bottle of the fog liquid from my machine.
Wait. You have a fog machine?
Oh, of course.
Wow.
It adds to the whole spookiness.
Wow. So you turn your back.
For 1 second, and these three kids stole all my candy. So I chased them down the street and yelled at them and gave them a lecture and how I'm trying to do something nice for you, and you steal from me, and that's not acceptable. And
yeah.
So I'm like, do you understand why I'm yelling at you? And they're like, yes, ma'am. They called me ma'am. I don't know what I was more angry at. Being called ma'am? Or my candy stolen? Candy's expensive, Paul.
And they're probably they're walking away. Hey, that old lady, she was pretty mad.
I know. It's like a crazy old lady with the weird animatronics yelled at us.
Wow. So did you get any of the pilfered candy back?
Oh, yes. I made it put it back in the bowl.
Wow. So this did not turn out like the jewel heist at the Louvre. Yeah. All right. Good.
Oh, no. And they learned a valuable lesson, hopefully.
Nice. Very good. So raw figure here, roundabout number, how many? Because I live in a high rise, so we don't let, kids in. Not that we don't like kids, but people know where I live. It's just not practical. It's set way back off the road. So did you have a lot of kids on Friday?
I'd say about 150.
Wow. 200.
Yeah, we get a lot. It's awesome.
Wow.
And the kids all love it.
Nice. Okay, now
The parents like it more, though, because of all my scary decorations.
Nice. There you go. And the parents can, be in the car and drink while they're going, kids are going.
Yeah, next year I'm going to think I might do jello shots for the parents.
Yeah, wait a minute, though. In Connecticut, you'll need 18 licenses to do that.
Oh, great. What did I just do to myself? Oh, now I'm going to be able to cover Hartford Current, Yankee Institute, reporter. Handing out jello shots.
Handing out alcohol to kids. Oh, that's great. All right, speaking of the Yankee Institute and the Hartford portfolio there, you have a story this week. Now, we love our law enforcement. We love our local cops. We love our state police. But you highlight, I guess, somebody who works for the state police approving rather large amounts of overtime for himself.
Yeah, this isn't about the, the troopers, the men and women that, are out there in the cars, sometimes in dangerous, situations.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a manager. This is actually a lieutenant who made $259K last year. Half of it was with overtime that he approved himself.
Wow, that's a nice gig, huh?
Yeah, so from what I understand, I'm from a whistleblower who had reached out to us. So it's day-to-day, they have to fill out their timesheets and whatnot and then put in their overtime.
Yeah.
This guy, this lieutenant, Robert Hazen, would stack up all his overtime, and then the Thursday before the pay period is over, would just submit it into the system.
All right.
And then approve it himself. Like, what job have you ever heard of where you can approve your own overtime?
I got to ask my boss here at Connoisseur if I can have that starting on January 1st.
Carol Platt-Lebow, if you're listening.
Yeah, where's Carol? Get her on the phone. All right. So, people should know you weren't hunting for this. You said
this is a tip. A lawyer had reached out and she shared a video. Someone had gone into their system, illegally. It had gone into called Kronos. That's their timekeeping system.
Yeah.
And literally put in the guy's name.
Yeah.
It was for, I think, the month of July in 2024. And every single day he had overtime.
Wow.
Like every single day that he approved himself. That's not standard. And what's weird is that he waited, 2 weeks to quickly put it in before checks are cut. and then he approves it. I mean, that's just not how it goes over there. And and this lawyer that had reached out to me, not only did she, you know, share this video, which is on YouTube, and there's a link to it in my article. The complaint was actually filed,
an anonymous
complaint about this situation.
Okay, so what happened with that? Do we know?
I'm still waiting to find out the official ruling on it. But from according to the whistleblower, it was basically just swept under the rug. It was someone had said, this is a hill I don't want to die on. So this is known at the top levels, and it's actually, he called it an open secret. Everyone knows about it, and it's so bad that the actual, you know, the troopers, the actual workers, you know, it's affecting their morale to the point where they're just so frustrated. And at a time when we need police officers, we're having a hard time hiring. This is just not a good thing to be happening right now.
So, wow, lots of questions here.
Well, it gets
better. Yeah.
So when the lawyer had posted this video on YouTube, literally days later, a memo went around. Essentially saying, like, all communications, external communications, must go through management. and if you're not in compliance with this memo, you can have disciplinary.
So they're confident then, correct me if I'm wrong here, we don't want to cast aspersions here. So this contact and this video came from within the state police?
Correct.
Wow.
And if this was just a one-time deal, you know, I'm not accusing the guy of stealing. Yeah. I don't know if he stole it. He could have worked all those hours.
Sure.
It's a little suspicious because I've had jobs where I did get overtime, mm-hmm. and that has to be approved because there's a budget. Like, you only have a certain amount of dollars to spend for payroll.
Yeah.
And you can't go over. You have to constantly monitor. And the state police is one of those departments that just has millions and millions of dollars of overtime a year. But like I was saying, if this was a one-off, it'd be like, okay, maybe, you know, you got to look into this. And there's a way to figure out if this was true reporting or not. But the state auditors just came out with a report this summer.
Yeah.
And they find so many discrepancies with overtime. There's not enough documentation to millions and millions of dollars that are just getting approved. Now, I'm not blaming the troopers for this.
Of course.
This is a management and a process issue.
So
that someone needs to look into.
Well, I was going to say, so Commissioner Higgins, the governor's office, the budget office, I mean, have you been blasting out these links to people? Do they know that this is out there? Do we know that or not?
I mean, I just published it on Friday, and I know it's been on the Capitol Report.
Oh, that's good.
Friday, and it's still there now. So, I mean, they've seen it. They know. And
Tom didn't know
this is a problem.
Tom didn't get anybody.
The lawyer reached out to me over the weekend and said someone had reached out to her, and they appreciated the reporting. And
hoping
that something gets done. And this is somebody within.
Oh, somebody within. That's it. So we don't know that our buddy Tom Dudchick has been threatened yet or not. We don't know whether that's...
No, who would threaten Tom?
I know.
Such a sweetheart.
Hey, one other thing before we go. TikTok, TikTok. Do we know anything about Le Special Session? Anything coming
up? I'm still hearing next week. I saw an article in one of the Westport papers, local papers, by Representative Steinberg was quoted in it.
Oh.
And he's high up in the legislature, and he still hasn't seen the bill. So apparently there's a housing bill out there. That's going to come up.
Well, because they know that
an off-budget fund for, you know, whatever.
And they know listen, as progressive as John Steinberg is on energy and all that, how many of his constituents are going to see that bill and start screaming at him? Come on.
Well, I know he was against it.
Yeah.
I know he's come out against it.
Yeah.
I think he voted no. I apologize, okay. Representative Steinberg, if I'm not correct on that.
Right.
But I think he voted no on it. But according to the article, he thinks that his issues that he had with the bill are addressed.
Oh,
but
sure.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Because we can't see it.
I mean, can they at least do us a solid and do like a Friday afternoon news dump?
Oh,
I mean, like, come on.
All right. Megan Portfolio, check out that story about gobs of overtime. Not alleging any laws were broken, but it's good reading at the Hartford Portfolio. Megan, thank you. Take care. Watch those kids, and we'll talk next week, okay?
All right. Have fun on TV tomorrow.
All right. Thanks. I will. Thanks. Appreciate that.